The Land of Never Endings by Kate Saunders. Read by Harriet Carmichael. Chapter 1. The Book of Bluey. When Holly died, Bluey suddenly fell silent and all the lights went out in Smockeroon. Holly's bedroom was an empty cave that Emily was scared to walk past at night. Men came to rip out the special lift for her chair, the huge hoist over the bath, and all the other things Holly didn't need anymore. Emily had grown up saying, "My sister is disabled." And now she had to get used to saying, "My sister is dead." It had happened nearly 3 months ago, at the beginning of the summer holidays. Holly had one of her seizures in the middle of the night, and this time her heart stopped. Dad had used exactly those words when he told Emily. Her heart stopped. When nobody was looking, Emily put her hand on her own chest to feel the reassuring thud, thud, thud of her heartbeat. How did her heart know to keep on beating? It scared her to think what a fragile thing it was. People didn't realize how close they were to dropping dead. She overheard someone saying that her parents' hearts were broken, and worried that this would make them more likely to stop. The counsellor at the hospital wanted Emily to talk about her feelings. She kept asking Emily about that morning, the terrible morning, when she woke to find Holly's room empty and her parents sitting at the kitchen table like a pair of white-faced zombies. Everyone nagged you to talk, as if that solved everything. "But I don't know how to say I miss Blue."